over this country, Anchorage to Bangor, Maine. Even from far away places, on mountaintop or down upon the plain, seeking a message of goodwill, working very hard every day.
Stop for a while and we'll bring you a smile as you listen to what we say. Welcome to Ambassador, you'll have a great time here, we're sure. We're so glad you came our way and helped us brighten.
And you're listening to KBAC 83 on your...
Welcome to the beautiful grounds of Ambassador College in Pasadena, California. For the next half hour, we're going to talk about students. Students who may be college-bound and their parents and families. We want to talk about higher education and, in particular, Ambassador College, of which I have the distinct honor of being president. College-bound students realize that college degrees will not automatically change their lives or guarantee success. But students looking today for a serious higher-level education, what colleges and universities can offer, are hoping to find specifically what they want that are going to help form and shape their careers and their private lives. If you're such a student concerned about your future, wondering whether college is even necessary or useful to you, I think you'll be interested in what Ambassador College has to offer. We have the very best aspects of higher education, a wide variety of rigorous academic programs, and a beautiful small college setting. We have an extremely close faculty-student relationship. We have created here an educational setting more than just an educational system. Ambassador College is for young men and women who want a really realistic approach to their education that emphasizes the total development of the individual, development socially, development of character, and spiritual development.
Ambassador tries to place a student in an environment where he has to wrestle with the basic questions, where he has to say, what kind of person do I really want to be? What kind of walk in life do I want? And where am I ultimately going to end up?
The college does not ignore the vocational dimension, the career dimension, nor does it now ignore the intellectual side. But we see a man as being a being made in God's image, having an intellectual side to develop, a vocational side to develop, as well as a spiritual side to develop. And we feel that traditional education has often neglected the spiritual dimension as far as man's development, and we feel that that's a very important issue for us to address.
If you're just finishing high school, you've probably got a job in mind, making money, maybe a career of some kind. But before you enroll in any institution of higher learning, you're going to want to know that that institution can help steer you toward that selected career. That's why it's so important to choose the right college. A lot of young people postpone such a decision until they've got a year or two of college under their belt, or even until they finish their entire undergraduate curriculum. Whatever you're thinking about job or career, you'll want to feel that the college of your choice maximizes your abilities and your talents and helps you realize your full potential.
I'm a business administration major with a diversified minor, and I plan to go on and get my master's degree, get my MBA, and I'd like to work in marketing research in a corporation somewhere.
I'd like to work with people. I'm a psych major with a double minor, and I'd like to go ahead and use, I'm not a career type person in the sense that I want to go out and make $60,000 a year, but I'd like to be able to do something and offer services. So it'd probably be social service work with children especially.
I believe the students at Ambassador definitely are career motivated, and if we look at a If we looked at the college in a historical or with a historical perspective, I think there is probably now a greater career motivation or career interest on the part of students.
I've been trying to evaluate what I want to do for a career. I'm going to be going through probably majoring in biology and maybe getting just a science degree and seeing what I want to go into.
Well, I'm majoring in speech communications and my minor is Spanish. I wanted to go out into maybe a public school system where low-income kids and work as a counselor.
Ambassador College presently offers its students 17 fully developed majors. A student can receive a Bachelor of Arts degree in General Studies, English, French, German, Spanish, History, Music, Speech Communications, or Theology. Bachelor of Science degrees can be earned in Home Economics, Physical Education, Mass Communications, Psychology, Biological Sciences, Chemistry, Mathematics, and Business Administration. We realize, of course, that as a prospective student, you're interested not only in the number of majors offered, but also in their quality. So although we don't have time to describe in detail all 17 programs, we would like to give you a more thorough look at the way Ambassador College handles its academic programs in a couple of very popular subject areas.
The typical question I'm asked by prospective science students is, why would anybody study chemistry at a small liberal arts college? Surely chemistry is best handled in a large technological institution. This is not necessarily so. Think of the advantages here at Ambassador: classes of less than 50 students, lab classes of 20 or less. This is important. Chemistry is an experimental science. A student learns more in the lab when classes are small. Sophomore students studying organic chemistry, for example, are not only able to synthesize their compounds, but also characterize these compounds using the very latest instrumentation. Infrared, mass, nuclear magnetic resonance spectrometry, and gas chromatography. Techniques now a normal part of modern chemical labs, the kind of work they'll do when they graduate. The science of chemistry is progressing very rapidly. It's no longer in a test tube. Students should work with the latest tools of chemistry as undergraduates. X-ray analysis, electrophoresis, ultracentrifugation. The opportunities are not necessarily possible at larger institutions, but they certainly are here at Ambassador.
In the world of mass communication, there is a bit of a controversy between the professional editor, who is most interested in the practical aspects of production, and those who are more interested in heavy statistical research and theory. We provide for our students a healthy mixture of practical experience built upon solid academic study. Our faculty members represent, in total, decades of experience in the fields of commercial broadcasting, professional photography, and newspaper and magazine publishing. In addition, they have academic degrees in their areas of specialization. In terms of the actual academic program, our coursework is augmented with practical work and experience. We publish a weekly tabloid college newspaper called The Portfolio. It is almost entirely produced by students, many of whom are receiving grants and aid for that very purpose. For broadcasting experience, we have an on-campus carrier current radio station called Radio KBAC. There, students again do nearly all of the production. Many grants and aid are also given to those participants. Not everyone, however, who contributes to the newspaper and radio station are receiving financial aid. Many contribute for the sake of the learning experience.
And we'll keep you entertained, keep you laughing a little bit.
For students who prefer a rural rather than urban environment, there is a second Ambassador College campus in Big Sandy, Texas. The Big Sandy campus is located 100 miles east of Dallas amid the beautiful woods and ranch lands of East Texas. The 2,500-acre campus includes a 46-acre lake and a 9-hole golf course.
The geographic setting then makes it possible for us to offer in academic curricula a slightly different variety of courses. We have emphasized agriculture and environmental science here at the Big Sandy campus, and we offer majors in both those fields and are developing greater additional majors in the especially environmental studies area.
The college owns and operates an 800-acre farm which serves as a laboratory for agribusiness students.
This is the heart of the IBM.
The Big Sandy campus also features an outstanding computer science program. Employment opportunities for computer professionals are expected to treble in the next 5 years. Our program at Big Sandy emphasizes business and commercial applications of computers, the sort of applications which account for about 70% of the computer job market.
Another unusual feature of the Big Sandy campus is its 3,500-foot lighted airstrip, which makes it convenient for the college to offer aviation courses leading to a pilot's license. Certainly a smaller institution such as Ambassador College in Texas or here in Pasadena cannot offer the diversity of classes or majors to be found at a multi-thousand student university complex. But on the other hand, the smaller college can, we feel, offer better classes.
When a person goes to sit down, he won't have...
We're trying within a small college context to have sufficient breadth of programming to be able to meet the needs of far more than just the typical college student.
I think the size is not important. The question is the quality of the faculty, the quality of the facilities, the educational opportunities the students have.
We really want faculty members who are part of the team. We're going to spend a great deal of time with students, have students in their homes, spend time with young people, helping them to grow and become more effective members of adult society.
I went to a large school which had 12,000 students back in Boston. And I can say for a fact that I find that a small school is far more conducive toward development of the whole person rather than a large school where that's all you do is put in your time.
You have more chance to be on a one-to-one basis with a teacher, and it's very necessary. When you're having problems in a class, say it's economics or accounting, something that is going to be a struggle for you but that you need for your major or whatever field of interest you're ready to go into, you need that one-to-one relationship with a teacher that you can't find in a large college.
The faculty seems to be interested in the student body. We have parties in dorms, and the student can talk to the faculty member. He comes and sits and just talks with them. I don't think you see that at a lot of other universities.
A moment ago, I mentioned that a small college might be able to offer better classes than a large university. And one reason for that is greater flexibility simply because of that smaller size. It's a lot easier to make changes or introduce innovations that improve the quality of academic programs. We feel at Ambassador College, we have been able to do just that, to develop an exceptional program that now allows business administration majors to pursue one of three options: accounting, management, or management information systems.
I had a fairly clean slate to start with, so I had an opportunity to start from scratch and look at some of the other colleges and universities around the country, some of the things that they were doing and some of the things that I thought were important to do. I kind of like that as a faculty member, to be able to try things that are perhaps different, better, obviously, than the old way. Frankly, my approach has been to bring people to the campus to teach that have a lot of practical experience, as opposed to making sure that everyone had a PhD. Here, we're trying to emphasize a well-rounded person, as well as can you graduate from AC and get a job? And we're vitally concerned with that here in the business and economics area. And we're turning out people that I think can compete on a one-on-one basis with just about anyone in the LA basin.
One of the most difficult and crucial aspects of college life is career planning. Many students find themselves overwhelmed by innumerable career options. And there's no easy way to make that kind of a decision. So we feel that the college should offer programs that lead students to discover their own individual abilities and strengths and then match them with the appropriate career choice. Because of our smaller environment, we can offer students a more intense personalized service in this all-important area of career guidance.
Our first program called Individual Assessment just helps them know themselves. We try to tell them through an assessment program what their interests are, and then from there what their aptitudes are. We put those two together, and eventually their personality. And when you tie all those together, then a student begins to get an idea of what he is, what he can do, what he should be doing with his life. We carry our seniors into a program we call Job Search. Job Search is a program that is designed to help a student know how to first of all write a resume, and a cover letter for a resume is the first step, and then of course how to recruit, exactly what he should do in an interview situation, the things he should say or shouldn't say. Of course, students can go from the campus to employers, but we bring many employers onto campus. We also work with our students in terms of graduate placement for those who would like graduate school or professional schooling in a particular area.
One thing I'm sure any prospective student will want to know, and any parent as well, is the cost of attending Ambassador College. Our tuition rate is $45 per academic unit,
For the average student, that translates into $1,350 per year. Living expenses, including both residence fees and meals, range from $1,350 to $1,600 per year. When expenses for books, entertainment, and recreation are added on, a student's total cost for one academic year, two semesters, typically ranges somewhere between $3,000 to $3,500. There are several ways to take care of tuition and fees at Ambassador College. For example, for those who qualify, there are scholarships available from state and federal government and grants from both state and federal government and from Ambassador College itself. For example, for qualifying students of high academic and character standing, we offer a new presidential scholarship that covers all tuition and academic fees. Also, many loans are available from state and federal government and from some Canadian provinces. Students can find employment on campus or at numerous business locations in the area. For further information on financial aid programs, you're invited to request this informative brochure. It answers the most frequently asked questions about the Pasadena campus. For those of you interested in the Texas location, the Big Sandy General Catalog is available. To request either one of these free brochures, write to me, Garner Ted Armstrong, in Pasadena, California. In Canada, write Box 44, Vancouver, B.C.
Sport opportunities in a small college like this are tremendous because, first of all, I doubt I would be able to get the experience in another college. And second of all, the intensity here is amazing, and the amount that you learn from sports is amazing, and I can get it here. And you don't have to be a superstar, you just have to want it really bad.
Ambassador is proud of the breadth of its intercollegiate athletic programs, which includes for men basketball, tennis, swimming, diving, water polo, track and field, cross country, soccer, volleyball, and what is very unusual for a small college, ice hockey. Ambassador women's teams compete intercollegiately in basketball, volleyball, track and field, swimming, diving, and tennis.
Racket head, up, hitting up on the ball, following out in front. Okay. Get your racket.
The college is a member of the National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics and the Association for Intercollegiate Athletics for Women. Extracurricular life at Ambassador College is not dominated, though, by athletics. Just as important are music and the arts.
And look out for any change of style that we encounter, okay? Two, three.
Okay, I want to take that again. Steve is supposed to have the solo, so soprano's cut down.
And it looks like it's climbing.
I'm involved myself in my own combo group, and I have been since, well, in several different kind of groups since I came to college.
One more time. Ambassador's small college environment affords students innumerable avenues for self-expression and individual talent development.
Good evening and welcome to the Frontier Room. This is the coffee house, a chance for students to display their talents and abilities.
Lady, my sweet lady, I'm as close as I can be.
The tenth one's ended up here, oh yeah. The tenth one's ended up here.
Come to the next show and hear the one that we wrote about the men at AC.
Social and recreational life at Ambassador is enhanced by its location in Southern California. Within easy driving distance of Pasadena lie many famous cultural, sporting, and amusement centers, including the Los Angeles Music Center, Dodger Stadium, Disneyland, and Knott's Berry Farm, to name but a few. And of course, an increasingly popular Southern California cultural center is Ambassador's own auditorium. Many popular beaches are less than an hour's drive from the campus. Snow skiing in the winter and water skiing in the summer are about 2 hours away. A distinguishing aspect of Ambassador College is that it does not neglect the spiritual development of men and women. We feel the college years are an appropriate time for young people to face questions about morals, values, and goals. Indeed, the motto of the college is, Recapture True Values.
I believe in life as a total learning experience, and that's what they're trying to do is to instill in each of us to go out and learn everything that we can with the right perspective and the right priorities. I think that's what the college does.
I believe that we're trying to present things in a way that students do get a perspective that looks out beyond their own personal world, their own private world and environment.
If you're going to be a businessman, we believe you should be an honest businessman. If you're going to be an attorney, you should be an ethical attorney. If you're going to be a physician, you should have a genuine interest in mankind.
If you value success, you tend to be more achievement-oriented. And if you're more achievement-oriented, you tend to be a growth-oriented person. And that's, I think, what Ambassador College is really looking for, people who want to grow and want to change.
The college does feel there are true values, and society, to some extent, and perhaps even to a large extent, has lost sight of those values, and consequently the college encourages its students to take a deep look at values that are richly espoused and talked about in Scripture.
All students are required to complete a core of theology courses. However, those theology classes are not structured to cram the Bible or any particular theological concept down students' throats. Rather, they are a broad biblical survey designed to help a student become acquainted with those philosophical and theological principles that will be important in their own personality and character development. We're interested in the whole person here at Ambassador College, and it's a 24-hour-a-day experience. Ambassador College is sponsored by the Worldwide Church of God. However, students are neither pressured nor required to join any particular denomination or church, and for example, they are not even required, if they do not wish, to attend church services on campus.
Our purpose is not to indoctrinate students. Our purpose in theology classes is to expose them to Scripture. We do recognize the spiritual dimension of man, and feel that without, if a person hasn't thought that through, that they haven't, in a sense, thought through one of the most important dimensions that man has to face.
Often in the classroom, you are told the opinion of the instructor, but he always, for the most part, tells you it's his opinion. You are expected to understand the material, but you are not expected to agree with the teacher at all times. I have to agree with that. I mean, everybody is forced to think for themselves, and that's the way it is. And you have to make your own conclusions and have to find out what's right for yourself. And that's the way it is in life, and that's the way it is in Ambassador. You know, it's no different.
Kids will challenge the teacher with statements he's made on the Bible. In one class, we use a word, it's a conglomeration of scholars on their beliefs on the Bible, which were totally opposite from what I believed. And you had to sit down and look at their opinion, think about how you feel, what you believe, and weigh it out.
The setup here encourages the student to think for himself and to really dig down and decide what his values are, and not hopefully just decide to accept someone else's values as his.
Well, the college feels that there is a unity, a wholeness to knowledge, and that wholeness is to be found in Scripture. It doesn't imply that all knowledge is found in Scripture, but there is a underlying starting point from which all other disciplines should build upon, and that is the fundamental philosophy of the college.
Because of the unique learning experience at Ambassador, I would like to remind you once again about those two brochures we offered earlier in the program. For more information on either the Pasadena or Texas campus, you can write to me, Garner Ted Armstrong, in Pasadena, California. In Canada, write Box 44, Vancouver, B.C. You know, Ambassador College just might be for you. And I wish you'd take me up on the offer to look into it, find out a great deal more about it, because we offer here not just an educational system, but a total, relaxed, and beautiful educational environment. with a 24-hour-a-day college experience for those who want to experience personal growth, social, intellectual, educational development, character building, and also career development. Very important, because we have many large corporations that are recruiting directly on campus, and we have terrific courses that lead directly to gainful employment right out of graduation. It's an environment for students who want to live a collegiate life of the very highest and rewarding caliber.
Two classes, working hard in the gym, hustle and bustle on campus, every day is filled to the brim. Cheer the team at the home in town, lots of places to serve and give.
For the free literature offered on this program, write Ambassador College, Post Office Box 111, Pasadena, California, 91123. In Canada, Box 44, Vancouver, BC. Or in the continental United States, you may call this toll-free number, 800-423-4444. That's 800-423-4444. In California, dial direct 213-577-5225. All literature is free upon request.